So let's talk about saying no. Now, some people say it's as simple as looking the other person in the eye and just giving them an unhesitant no. And a lot of people say to do that, we just need to practice, put ourselves in front of the mirror and just practice saying no. And there is some merit in that. However, when we do that, we can often come across in a way that can often feel like it's been aggressive to the other person or indeed rude. So the best way of saying no is to have a bigger yes burning inside. And what that bigger yes is, it's being really clear about our priorities and what's important and how we manage our time. But let's just explore this, because we can't really manage time. We manage the events in our life in relation to time. All of us may wish for more time, but we ain't going to get it. We only get 24 hours, 1,440 minutes, or 86,400 seconds each day. How you use that time depends on skills learned through our self-awareness, the way we plan, the way we evaluate what we're doing, and the amount of discipline and self-control that we develop. Time is like money, as it's both valuable and limited, and it must be protected, used wisely, and budgeted well. So how do we start by being clear about what we need to say yes to? Well, the starting point is knowing how you spend your time now. Keeping a time log is a helpful way to determine how you're using your time. Start by recording what you are doing for 15-minute intervals for a week or two. Evaluate the results. Ask if you did everything that was needed. Determine which tasks require the most time. Determine the time of day when you are most productive and analyze where most of your time is devoted. Is it job, family, personal, recreation, etc.? Then identifying your most time-consuming tasks and determining whether you are investing your time in the most important activities. You determine the course of action. Important activities is key here. In addition, having a good sense of the amount of time required for routine tasks can help you be more realistic in planning and estimating how much time is available for other activities. So just score the following questions on a naught, out of naught, I am terrible at this, to 10, I am brilliant. So it just give you an indication as to where you need to focus some effort, perhaps. I use a planning tool. How good am I at prioritizing? How organized am I? Do I schedule my time well? If I am able to, do I delegate to others or seek help where needed? I never put off anything I should have really done. I manage time wasters. I say no to unnecessary conversations, meetings, visitors, activities, and things like that. I don't do too much multitasking. I include my health, fitness, psychological, and emotional well-being in my priorities. I use and stick to a to-do list. Now, to become really good at this, draw a box, a square box with four segments in it. At the top right, write the words not urgent. At the top left, write the words urgent. Then along the side, on the top along the side, write the words important. And then along the bottom on the side, write the words not important. Now, these four areas are in effect where we spend our time every day. If you look at the top right, these should be things that are not urgent and important. These are things like investing in yourself, you know, your physical, psychological well-being, taking exercise, you know, furthering your education, doing things like that. That's investing in yourself. It's stuff that's not necessarily urgent, but it is important. This is one of the keys to managing ourselves effectively. Because if we don't give time here, what happens is we end up managing crises in the top left-hand box, which is important and urgent things. So if we want to spend more time doing important but not urgent things, where do we take the time from? Well, in the bottom right box, these are things that are not important and not urgent. They're often very pleasurable, very nice to do, but these are the ones we've either got to reduce or say no to. So that's an important starting point for us to be able to say no. It's not necessarily about saying no to other people, it's about saying no to ourselves, to the things that really don't add value to our lives. So it could be, you know, excessive TV, excessive computer games, excessive gossiping with people, is all things that are very easy to do. Social media is, of course, another example. All these things are easy to do, but they don't really add value to our life. In your bottom left box, these are things that are urgent but not important. So they're urgent to somebody else but not important to you. Now, this is key for saying no. You need to be prepared to discuss your priorities with other people so they know what's important to you, so it becomes easy for you to say no. Now, that's key if you want to become good at saying no. Let's now just talk about procrastination a little bit. That's the act of delaying or postponing a task or set of tasks. It causes a stress, has a detrimental impact on self-confidence, and it's also been associated with psychological disorders such as anxiety and even depression. It needs to be dealt with and avoided, so make the decision now not to do it. A few steps that you can do is, first of all, be aware. Be aware if you are procrastinating, putting things off, but be kind and non-judgmental to yourself. You know, challenge any unhelpful beliefs that you might have. Yeah. Tolerate discomfort. You know, I encourage you all to consider every day just stretching that comfort zone a little bit. Reframe your excuses. You know, where you're saying, I can't do something, reframe that to I can. And of course, take practical action. You know, get up and take action. Number six, just motivate and encourage yourself. And finally, reflect and revisit. So what are some of the key points and practical tips here? You know, firstly, know how you spend your time now. Be honest with yourself. Consider doing a time log. Know what is truly important to you and say a committed yes to it. Be assertive and say no to the unimportant. That's both to yourself and then to other people. Make the commitment to yourself to never procrastinate again and put things off that are important. And remember the Pareto principle. The Pareto principle basically says that 80% of our results comes from 20% of the most important activities. So wake up every day and say, what is the 20% of the most important things that I need to do? And then do the worst first. Do them first. It will make the rest of your day flow really smoothly. So what are the benefits of, you know, managing ourselves really effectively, knowing what we're going to say yes to and knowing what we're going to say no to? Well, it's going to make you more productive. You're going to have more energy for the things that you need to accomplish. You're going to experience less stress. You're able to do the things that you really want. You get more things done. You relate more positively to other people. You feel better about yourself. And of course, it helps you to overcome putting things off. So I hope you've enjoyed this, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.